Welcome to a new episode of Italian Grammar Made Easy. Today we are talking about Italian phone-related terms. And I have a simple invitation for you before we start. Changing your phone's language into Italian can have many benefits, especially if you're learning the language and you want to immerse yourself deeply into Italian. So here are some reasons why you will want to make this switch. The first one is language immersion. Immersing yourself in a language is one of the most effective ways to learn it. Changing the language of your phone to Italian forces you to read and understand the language daily. The second reason is vocabulary expansion. Regular exposure to Italian through your phone's interface can help you learn and remember new words and phrases. This constant interaction introduces you to a variety of terms you might not encounter in a classroom setting. And the third reason is practice reading and comprehension. Navigating your phone in Italian provides a practical way to practice reading and comprehension skills outside of a traditional learning environment. So I want you to change the language of your phone to Italian right after you have listened to this episode. Iniziamo! Ciao, sono Margherita, your host. Today we are covering phone-related terms in Italian. The first one is rispondere a una chiamata. Rispondere a una chiamata means to answer a call. Numero due, scaricare un'applicazione. Scaricare un'applicazione. To download an app. So, to download, scaricare. 3. Caricare il telefono. Caricare il telefono, to charge the phone. 4. Condividere una foto. Condividere una foto, to share a photo. 5. Impostare la sveglia. Impostare la sveglia means to set an alarm. 6. Attivare il Bluetooth. So that is how we would read it in Italy, Bluetooth. Attivare il Bluetooth, to turn on Bluetooth. 7. Controllare la posta elettronica. Controllare la posta elettronica means to check the email. 8. Navigare su internet. So the preposition is su. Navigare su internet. To browse the internet. 9. Aggiornare il sistema. Aggiornare il sistema, to update the system. 10. Bloccare un numero. Bloccare un numero. This is pretty intuitive. To block a number. Bloccare, to block. Un numero, a number. 11. Registrare un video. Registrare un video, to record a video. 12. Cancellare la cronologia. It is a long one. Cancellare la cronologia. To clear the history, the browsing history. 13. Modificare le impostazioni. Modificare le impostazioni, to change the settings. 14. Utilizzare la modalità aereo. Utilizzare la modalità aereo. To use airplane mode. 15. verificare il segnale. Verificare il segnale, to check the signal. 16. Aumentare la luminosità. Aumentare la luminosità, to increase brightness. 17. Connettersi al Wi-Fi. Connettersi al Wi-Fi, to connect to Wi-Fi. Notice here that we are using a reflexive verb, connettersi. It is reflexive because it ends in si and not the traditional are, ere or ire. And now the last term, riavviare il dispositivo. Riavviare il dispositivo, to restart the device. Now, it is important to mention that even though we have Italian terms for this, you will find that in Italy, English terms are used as well. So, posta elettronica, that means email, in Italy you will hear the English word email as well. It is pronounced a bit differently, so instead of email, we say email, email. However, we do have the Italian terminology as well, posta elettronica. Grazie mille, thank you for studying new words with me today. I will see you again next week. Ci vediamo settimana prossima. Ciao!